This week in the Missouri Senate, we review the latest in relation to the fiscal year 2026 state operating budget.
Obviously, everybody here knows we have a constitutional deadline of 6 o'clock on Friday.
I thought it was a very good budget.
Senator Lincoln Huff of Springfield chairs the Missouri Senate Appropriations Committee. He says lawmakers continue to work toward the 6 p.m. Friday deadline.
And I am very confident that we're in a good position to get this done and make sure the funding is there to continue making the investments that's prioritizing in the state.
Missouri Senate Minority Floor Leader Doug Beck of Afton says he believes the Missouri Senate version of the budget is better than what it could have been.
We give credit to Senator Huff, who's run a good process there. Everybody has a say in it. I personally am not on the Appropriations Committee, but I think it's done very well.
The 12 bills and one reappropriation measure that comprise the budget would next go to the executive branch. Fiscal year 2026 will begin on July 1st.
House Bill 75.
Hearing no objection, the order.
The week started with focus on House Bill 75. Senator Adam Schnelting of St. Charles handles this measure in the upper chamber. He tells his colleagues this proposal would establish the Missouri Religious Freedom Protection Act.
Protects houses of worship by prohibiting elected officials from issuing orders that essentially prevent those religious places of worship from practicing their faith.
During discussion on the floor of the Missouri Senate, Senator Maggie Nirenberg of Kansas City voiced her opposition to this legislation.
Just glancing through it, I think a lot of us, it causes us pause. Another piece of unconstitutional legislation that's a waste of our time and of tax dollars, quite frankly.
After approximately an hour, House Bill 75 was placed on the informal calendar for future revisiting.
House Bill 1175.
Senator Rick Bratton of Harrisonville handles House Bill 1175 in the Missouri Senate. Tuesday afternoon, he told his colleagues this bill would reestablish the Second Amendment Preservation Act.
This is SAPA 2.0. So this is the bill that's back in 2021. This chamber spent, I believe, roughly 7 or 8 hours of deliberations.
During discussion, Senator Stephen Roberts of St. Louis talked about his issue with the original version of this law.
There's a provision in there that basically said our local law enforcement agencies were prevented from enacting federal laws, which causes an issue with the Confrontation Clause.
House Bill 1175 has been set aside for further discussion.
We do continue talking.
I believe we're still in having conversations.
Missouri Senate President Pro Tem Cindy O'Loughlin of Shelbina says lawmakers continue to work toward a solution on House Bills 567, 546, 758, and 958, legislation that seeks to modify provisions relating to employee compensation.
Concern for the burden that this would place on business. And if we're going to promote economic growth and jobs, we need to really be cognizant of that.
Senator Beck adds they have made what he calls an offer in these talks.
And I don't really want to get into specifics. We decided it wasn't our final offer, so hopefully some things can take place. I would like to see us come to some sort of conclusion.
Portions of voter-approved Proposition A took effect on May 1st. This includes the beginning of earning and collecting sick leave. The final week of the first regular session of the 103rd General Assembly will start on Monday. And remember, you can follow these and other issues facing the Missouri Senate by visiting our website, senate.mo.gov. Reporting from the state capitol, I'm Dean Morgan.